This episode of Unstable Discourse contains explicit material that may not be suitable for sensitive listeners. Just thought you should know.
Oh, shit. That's a 6 and a 7. That doesn't get worse than that.
That's true.
That's absolutely accurate. I feel so stupid for having said that because it's about to get so much worse.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the hell, Ed? Ed Schenkenfelder said I missed the Mando. Ed giveth and Ed taketh away. Plus one.
Dungeons & Dragons is a fantasy tabletop role-playing game, originally designed by Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson. The game was derived from miniature war games, with a variation of the 1971 game Chainmail, serving as the initial rule system. D&D departs from the traditional wargaming by allowing each player to create their own character to play instead of a military formation. These characters embark upon adventures with a fantasy setting. This is not that game.
And welcome back to Unstable Discourse.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah, sure.
That's the right vibe.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys saw on social media, we already posted about this, but Sheila's notes prepping us for this show was like, just strap in. Sheila and Jason are running this episode. Sean, Ryan, and I have no idea what's about to happen.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is upstairs. And I think he's probably wearing some kind of outfit because he had to go get ready.
Correct.
He's currently not on the mic, so we'll see
him. And the dogs saw him and started freaking out. So all we know is the dogs didn't like what they saw and that we're in for some kind of ride.
Yeah, we shall see. I don't know.
Do you guys have any guesses of what might happen? Like even a direction this might go?
No.
Oh, I hear movement upstairs.
I don't know.
Oh, I hear...
I'm nervous and excited.
Something is coming down the stair. It's the sound of a tool chest coming down the stairs.
That was the sound of a tool chest falling down the stairs.
This makes me think of family Christmas parties when Santa finally gets there.
Yeah, right.
And there's jingling.
Not your weird uncle.
Is he going to be dressed like Santa Claus?
So close.
Please.
Come on. He's so close, but I still don't see him.
Let's see it.
He's got to just be on the last step, just going back and forth, not coming actually down. Oh.
What?
Oh, dear God.
I see a staff. He is either a dirty old pedophile or he's Gandalf.
Or some Dumbledore-esque character. There's a big white beard, a robe, and a staff.
That has chains hanging from it.
He's got a dragon in his pocket. He's Gandalf the Grey currently, but let's see if he takes that robe off and turns to... He will definitely be Gandalf the White.
He's Gandalf the J.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I would love to set this up for you more listeners, but I have no idea what's about to happen. Word.
Yeah.
He's also wearing slippers, so he's very relaxed.
There's a dragon.
Whatever he's doing.
There's a stuffed dragon. He's got stars on his hat.
Is this Jason or is this somebody else right now?
God. Tonight, we will...
Sorry. Tonight, we are going on an epic adventure to a land that no man has ever tread before in his life.
Ooh.
Tonight, you guys are going to play the first ever game of Delwood and Dragons! I thought for sure the lights were going to flicker.
Okay.
Future Ryan, when you edit this, maybe you can make that sound
I'll
more
make
epic.
Some, yeah, I'll make some zaps.
Put some thunder claps in there for me.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. That is an announcement.
So what I have done for you tonight is created a game.
Oh my God.
That is a melding of disc golf and Dungeons and Dragons. With the help of the deucer, she deuced all over this one.
Wow, she deuced very hard.
Whoa,
even the fonts for these rules.
First of all, let's explain what you guys have been given. Who wants to jump on the mic and say what you've been handed?
I'll go so far.
All right, go ahead.
There is a small velvet bag that seems like a tiny Crown Royal bag. Mm-hmm. And it's got a dragon on it, and I'm assuming there are dice in this
barrel. Safe assumption.
There are two dice in there.
There is the Delwood and Dragons rules sheet. Should I read them?
Go for it.
You will each roll the cube dice to determine order for building your bag.
Ooh.
You will choose which discs to throw on each hole. Roll the cube dice to determine your number of throws. Then roll the dodecahedron dice to determine which deck of cards to choose from. You didn't think I was going to get that word, did you?
Well done.
Yeah,
well done.
I was really hoping he'd stumble through it.
The total of the cube roll and the outcome of your card is your score for that hole. Other scenarios may happen during play that will alter your score. Beware.
Oh, and I have got some scenarios lined up for you.
And then there is a scorecard on the next sheet.
Okay.
This is on the really red dragon. I'm the red dragon, guys. If you wanted my attention, you have 100%.
Wow, Sheila has got green cards and red cards and other cards. Yep. There are Innova logos. There are dynamic disc logos. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys are in for it.
There are definitely, like, our nerdiest listeners are jacking off right now.
Yeah. Oh, and they're so hard.
Trust me, there's plenty to jack off about right now.
They're jaying off.
Let's get it clear. There is plenty to jack off about. All right.
Oh, there's like a little dice
rolling. I don't know if you guys have played D&D before. I have only done it a couple
of
times.
I have not. No. Mm-mm.
The first thing you have to do is build your character, right? So in Delwood and Dragons, rather than building your character, you're going to build your bag.
Okay? Cool.
That bag
What was the name of this game?
Delwood and Dragons!
Okay.
The lights did flicker that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Good job. That was weird.
So you're going to build your bag, and then you're going to play Delwood. And you're going to have an adventure along the way.
Oh my.
That is going to be on another level.
You're DMing this game.
I'm DMing this game.
I just hope that we encounter like Delwood, like the Delwood characters encounter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shit.
Are we not going to encounter the machete guy or JJ
or the casuals? Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not jumping ahead.
I mean, you could totally ruin it by talking about it.
I'm sorry. Let's just keep moving.
We had like a week to come up with this, and we didn't think of any of that. That sucks.
No, you guys are crushing this. It's amazing.
So, if you see, the second sheet of paper is your scorecard. We'll get to that. We're playing the Fraction Run Cup lower layout.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So, you are going to build your bag that best suits this layout. And you each are going to have a choice of overstable, stable, understable driver, mid-range, and putter.
Wow.
And you're going to get to choose it draft style. So, for each one of those, there's only three choices. So, there's the advantage of going first.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's a snake draft style. So, the person who goes last gets to go twice, goes the other way.
Okay.
Gets the advantage in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
So, not only are you choosing the best disc for yourself, but you're also choosing to potentially screw over somebody else, right?
Very into that.
Okay.
Dig it.
So, I think that's where we should start it off.
Yeah,
with the draft?
Yeah. Take your dice out of your pouch.
Your dice out,
I got the red and gold dice, no big deal.
Of course you do.
Uh-huh.
Right?
If my dice aren't blue, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yes!
What do you think this is, a game?
Yeah.
Yes!
God, if only we would have thought of that as well.
Yeah. Sean's are green.
They are green.
Hey!
Excellent. My dice
are red. Okay. So they're six-sided? Or there are
So there's the 12-sided, and then there's just the regular old cube.
So let's roll the 12-sided to see whoever gets the highest number is going to be the one who goes first in the draft.
And I'm rolling a 7.
5.
1.
There you go.
Everyone knew that was going to happen.
So, Alex, you're going to go first in draft. What is the first?
We're going to start with overstable distance drivers.
Okay.
There's only three options. I'll hand you the cards.
Okay.
And you can pick the one you're going to keep.
Ooh, okay. Well, I've only thrown one of these, and it was the one I was going to pick before I knew there was cards, so...
So don't say what's in your hand. Just pick yours and move on.
Okay.
Don't list all three. All right. But now, you can say what you chose.
I have drafted the Destroyer as my overstable distance driver.
Okay. Ryan?
I've chosen the Octane.
Very good. Sean,
and
you want to
I am left. God, this is really well done. These cards, I mean, can we describe the cards a little bit to the listeners?
Each of these cards is in its own sleeve.
It's in its own sleeve. It's a paper card in a sleeve. It says overstable distance driver. I have landed on the Zeus because it was the one that was left. There's a Discraft logo. There are flight numbers. Delwood and Dragons, A++.
I'm sorry. What was it? What was the name of the game?
Delwood and Dragons.
That's one more time. You say it.
Delwood and Dragon.
There we go.
Are you prepared to start reproducing these in mass to sell?
That's our fear.
Let's get through phase one.
Stable distance driver. So Sean goes first.
Right. Oh. So I'm never going to, I'm always going to get second.
You're picking
stable. Yep.
Say it again.
That's perfect. Stable you're the balanced one.
Yep.
I'm picking my stable distance driver.
Ooh. Shit.
God. Damn, this is good.
Say what you chose.
Pass I chose around. The Scorch from Discraft. 11-6-2-2 on the flight numbers, if you needed a reminder.
The Scorch? Okay. Is that also Discraft, you said?
Also Discraft.
Wow. Weird. All Discraft bag.
Is that allowed?
Dana.
I'm telling.
Dana!
I've chosen the Thought Space Construct only because it was a 10 speed and the other option was a 12 speed. I've never thrown it, but it seems like
to your concept, I went with the Scorch, even though there was a Discmania option in there.
There was, which is the...
I was surprised because I've drawn the Enigma and I thought that was one of your...
I actually don't bag it. I went with the Scorch because it was a little bit more different from the Zeus, and we really don't know what we're getting into yet.
No, that's a really good call.
This may be a good thing or not. I don't know.
The stats on both of my discs are exactly the same, barring one number difference.
Yeah.
12, 5, negative 1, and then one is a 2 and one is a 3.
Moving on, what's our next category?
Understable distance driver. Alex, okay. You're up.
Alex, damn, you're up. It.
Oh, baby.
This is hilariously good.
Oh baby.
Strap in.
I am drafting the Discraft Nuke SS.
Ah. Okay. I would not have picked that one anyway. I'm going to pick I'm really going down the boutique route.
Ooh.
Here. The MVP Relativity.
Ooh.
Which is a 14.5 speed, but it's a Neg 3 1.5. So again, I've never thrown it. Seems cool.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
And I am left with the last pick, understable distance driver Mamba.
The Mamba.
From Innova. Mm-hmm. Flight numbers 11-6-5-1. So I have got...
Is that the only nice, -5-1 disc?
I believe so.
I think so. Yeah.
Also a totally underrated candy.
Mamba's. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Mamba's are good.
Yeah. Except the lemon ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
The lemon ones. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've got my drivers covered here.
All right. Very good.
Right. Next category. Now we're doing fairway drivers. So same concept.
Overstable first. Fairway drivers.
Did you consider adding a groove as one of the options?
We did.
Okay.
We did consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
You did not do well.
No, you did horribly. This is terrible.
All these missed opportunities.
Yeah. Still that rocking beard. That beard.
My.
He's getting a little sweaty under here. I'm not going to lie.
Overstable. Wow. No one else can see driver that I
so
picked
you can take that off.
Is the Innova Eagle.
Ooh.
Innova Eagle. Classic. 7-4, -1-3, pretty overstable.
And
I like my odds.
Again, I would not have chosen that, and I would have chosen the MVP Volt, which I've thrown before. I'm not a huge MVP fan. Yeah. I'm just getting stuck with second choice, mm-hmm. no yes. matter which mm-hmm. way I go. Mm-hmm. 8-5, -0.52. Phenomenal disc.
Yes.
It's a really great disc.
A lot of
that
like
leaves
that.
Me mm-hmm. with the Discraft Athena, 7502. Never thrown one.
It has six letters like because he is a six-time champion. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Big time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning
Luna,
so many things.
Zeus.
Malta.
Athena.
Whoa.
Right?
Perfect for the lore.
Wow.
The like,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. Next up, what's the category he's choosing now?
Stable.
Stable fairway.
Stable fairway driver. Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Oh.
The Innova Leopard, 6-5, -2-1.
Don't do it to me.
No, you're going to love it. Okay. This is perfect.
All right.
I have to choose between the best two discs that I can think of. So I'm going to pick the Discmania FD.
Nice.
And Sean will then get
the go-to, the Discmania Essence,
which is
Oh. My go-to.
Yeah.
It is literally my go-to.
I almost wish I would have taken one of your
Should we explain LaQuanda Blessance?
Yes, we should. LaQuanda Blessance is what I wrote on my blue essence because that is what her name is.
It's an essence and it was blue, so he wrote BL, essence, Blessance. And then that seemed like
first name, LaQuanda.
Like Southern Baptist black woman name. Yeah. So
LaQuanda Blessance.
LaQuanda Blessance. That's what he throws all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's got my back.
Yep.
Up next is your understable fairway driver. And Sean?
Yep.
I believe you're up.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
The presentation, you guys.
Wow. Yeah. He's still rocking the beard and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything but the beard is all deucerty deucer over here.
Okay.
So make sure you give her
okay.
Do you like the chains on the staff?
The chains on the staff. I feel like you need to be holding the staff the entire time.
That's a lot, but
Do it.
Just to shake it.
I need my hands. Occasionally.
Those are great choices over there, and I ended up taking the Signal by MVP.
Okay.
It is a 6-speed, 6.5, -3.1. It is the slowest of what I think was on that list.
Yes,
and I think
correct.
We'll, because of that, be the most understable, and hopefully do me some good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to choose, I don't think I've ever thrown one, the Latitude 64 Diamond.
The Diamond.
Is this a max weight diamond, or is this one of the easy to throw
diamonds? That's going to be the beginner,
easy to throw diamond. Yeah. Okay, 8.6, -3.1. Yeah. It's probably like a 153, my guess.
Yep.
Graham. Confirmed.
Dungeon that Master. Means I'll be drafting the Roxanne. Quank. 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 So, yeah, that's the Sting by Discraft. 7.5, -2.1. Have not thrown one, but I do love an understable Discraft disc.
All right, Alex, you're up for a first pick in overstable mid ranges.
Right. I don't know that disc.
Oh, boy. I have not thrown any of these. How are you guys making your picks, by the way? Are you, like, looking at the numbers? Are you just kind of going, like, off of what you like? Like,
I'm thinking about the
Sean knows the discs.
Spread of, like, most...
You're building a balance
covering
bag.
The gamut of... As if I was picking a bag for a beginner.
I'm picking them as
a full bag.
As the same way that I would pick a disc in the shop.
Right.
I look at the color, and if it's cool, I buy it. That's really what I do.
These don't have colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are much smarter than I am. I'm just going off whether I know and like the disc. I have not looked at the numbers, but this is going to be the first MVP disc that goes in my bag.
Ooh.
I'll be taking, for my overstable mid-range, the Deflector.
Good job, Simon.
5.5, 0.4.
I can't possibly pick Discraft because everyone knows how I feel. So I'm going to pick the Justice from Dynamic Discs.
Ooh.
5.1, 0.54. Unthrowable.
Very.
Yeah.
Which leaves me with the Malta from Discraft. This is the third Discraft in my lineup. 5.4, +1.3. Very overstable. Small diameter, if you didn't know.
Slightly less unthrowable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Size of a putter, not the size of a mid.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, I did not. See, I'm learning so much. Now I want to throw a multi.
Should we be taking
and
notes?
I want to throw in a
that's
theme.
Interesting.
I don't know.
It's almost
little,
as if we planned
box
that.
There for
like we're
I don't
teaching
have a pen.
People
I don't
about...
Have,
oh, there's a
yeah,
new
I need
pen.
A pen.
Just take notes.
Golf.
Get out of here.
Interesting. All right. Next thank up you. Is stable mid-range. And Sean, you have first choice.
Nice.
God, it's even the tie on these.
Are you kidding?
So good.
Well done again. Very good picks here. I'm going to go with what is actually in my bag for this slot. Stable mid-range choice for me is going to be the Origin from Discmania.
Mm-hmm. No-brainer. Okay.
5.5, -1.1.
Ooh. Again, oh man. I told myself I wouldn't pick Discraft, but no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with a Thought Space Pathfinder.
I knew it.
5.5, 0.1.
Ooh.
How did you know it?
Because he's not going to pick He-Man.
That's true. Yep.
He-Man?
Whoa.
Yep. I gave it to you.
Were you guys just trying to be nice?
I gave it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He-Man.
That's what he says, Discraft plastic.
Melted down He-Man. That's
right. Yep.
I wasn't getting the reference.
Yeah. I'm not even going to use the expression stuck with, because this is what I would have picked first and foremost. Definitely. My stable mid-range is the Buzz by Discraft.
Nice.
Yeah.
5.4, -1. One.
All right. What's the category?
Understable.
Understable mid-range.
Understable mid-range.
You don't have to put on the red light. I'm going for my understable mid-range, another Sting-related disc, the Stingray.
Stingray.
Wow. And I, again, can't choose the He-Man toy, so I'm going to go with the MVP Uplink, which I don't think I've ever actually heard of before, but it is.
Jason and Sheila are snickering like schoolgirls over there.
What's this is 5-5 negative 3.5.
If you think this is fun.
And that leaves me with my fourth Discraft disc, the Meteor.
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 I told you to make them Meteor. Make them a Meteor. Meteor.
Meteor. Meteor.
Meteor than what?
Meteor than dinosaur meat. 5-5 and negative 3-1.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Now we're on to putters. Overstable first.
Yeah. We got three left, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait a second. Do you guys bag different like stability putters?
He does.
I do. I throw a lot of putters.
I don't throw a lot of putters, so I don't. I have just stable to understable.
Ooh.
They all kind of never really feel the same.
Never mind. I do because I do have throwing putters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Discraft Zone. I'm very Discraft heavy on my bag. Oh. 4303. Everybody knows a zone.
One
fantastic
bite. Everybody knows rules.
That's right.
I am going to shock the world. I'm not going to pick the DD disc. I'm going to pick the Innova Rhino 2103.
Rhino. Ooh.
Can't go wrong with the Rhino.
No. Yeah.
Little hot knees rhinos.
Oh boy.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That's a visual.
Point. Yeah.
All right. That means I'm taking for my overstable putter the Slammer by Dynamic Discs.
A Waisaki favorite.
3203. I've never even seen one of these in person.
Do you
come on
disc golf?
Slammer.
I'm your worst kind of customer because I use the same discs for years and years, mm-hmm. and I'm not that interested in trying new discs.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Chief OS, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, what is your...
I love the Chief. I love the Chief, but I'll bag an OS.
Yeah.
All right, time for my stable putter.
Even the discs categories are all different colors.
Yep. They're all color coordinated. I mean...
Very happy to get the first pick on this one. My stable putter shall be friend of the show, JK Pro Aviar. 2302.
Don't.
I gotta make the upset.
Don't.
I'm gonna pick for my stable
Don't.
Putter the Discmania Link.
You piece of shit.
2301. I don't even care. I just didn't want Sean to have it.
That leaves me with the MVP Envy. Still a great disc.
Still a great disc.
Great disc.
It's not a link.
That is my throwing putter right there. Yeah. I should have taken that. Nice. But.
It's not a link, but it's good.
All right. Last category.
Last category. It's right. Understable putter.
Should we be recording this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not hit record?
So. Okay.
This is an easy one. These are all great choices, but I'm going to go with the Dynamic Discs Deputy.
Oh, okay.
3-4, negative 1.50. Recommend that in the shop on the daily because it is perfect.
I'm going to shock the world, actually,
ooh,
and pick a Discraft Challenger SS because I'm going to assume they are the Jawbreaker plastic, which I had previously.
I'll allow it.
Oh, thank you. Jawbreaker Challenger
in
SS.
In my mind, I have felt negative 1-2. Every one of these imaginary discs
right,
that's in front of me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can feel it in my head.
You're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thump in the heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Then my last pick is going to be the MVP Spin for my understable putter. That's a 2.54, negative 2.50.
Let me guess, you've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. And I've never thrown any MVP disc, period.
Yeah.
I want to now.
Sick.
So...
I know where you can get them.
Me too.
All right.
So now we're going to figure out order of play.
They got one more thing that they have to do, ooh, before we do that.
Do we get to draft like swap? A staff? Like
you
a
get to
stick?
Draft one,
oh, yes,
extra item, yes, that you will put in your bag that is entirely up to you. It should be disc golf related, okay, but it does not have to be disc golf related.
We can't take the same item, right?
Once someone has picked it, the other two cannot pick it.
Dibs on Dippin' Dots.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
The snake landed on you first on this one because you picked last.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going first for the additional item that you choose to have in your bag.
I know what mine is.
Unless someone else picks it.
Yeah. You better hope somebody doesn't pick it first.
No, Ryan's like, what is he going to pick? So he can pick it first. Yeah.
I mean, I got to take a quick stick.
Yeah. Obviously, that was the
all right.
That was the merch madness answer.
Yeah.
Winner from last year. Mm-hmm.
Very good. That is good to know.
Are you salty? Rest, are you salty?
No, what, no, no.
What is
if,
your...
the, if the rest of this game is anything like the first part of this game, I have a feeling that will come into play, and I really hope that it does.
We'll see.
All right.
Up next, Ryan.
I want to say something outside the realm of disc golf that I may use, like a cell phone, because I'm going to get like lost or some crazy bullshit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're getting there.
But I think I'm just going to go with a towel.
You
come on!
Jerk off. Well, now what am I going to pick?
I don't know, Margo.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I can't wait to see what music bed you use.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go rangefinder.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a great one. Mm.
Rangefinder. Shit. Final answer.
If I would have thought about that, I think I would have chosen that.
Can I change my answer to Tums?
Nope. Okay. It's already written down.
These Cheez-Its are already working on me.
Do you need a water? Do you need...
No, he's got Fireball. It's fine.
Yeah. Fireball. Yeah, no, horse and Twizzlers?
Horse and Twizzlers.
Horse and...
Now that your bag is officially built, Sheila.
No.
What I missed? Like, I thought that was a pretty good sentence.
Say it like you mean it.
Okay. Now that your bag is officially built.
Nice. Okay.
Sheila, what is next on the quest?
You are going to roll the cube dice and figure out your order to see who's going to throw this hole first.
We're
going
to throw 13 white to A. Okay.
So just you're throwing cube the dice to see who's going. Who's, yep. Who's lowest team. Number will go first.
Okay.
Lowest right. number goes mm-hmm. first. Cube die.
Fours.
Ooh, we got two fours over here.
Deuce. We got a two.
And a deuce.
All right.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Five. Okay.
Five.
Sean, me, Alex.
I got the hot hand tonight. Rolling all the winners.
All right. Continue.
Data. Oh, she's got the laptop out? Oh, my God.
She's
going
to connect the laptop to the TV. Yes.
Yeah, so you guys can all see each other.
Oh, my God.
So
that's what you call doing the deuce.
I knew there was a reason I brought the laptop from the shop home.
She is deucing so hard.
Yeah. So
sploosh.
What you guys are going to do.
Wait.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh my God. We're playing the fraction run lower layout, which I said already. So your first hole is hole 13. You can see that on your scorecard there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are just going to pick the discs that you are going to play on this hole. You can play four. You can play two. You can play three. You can play as many as you'd like. I prefer it to be not all of them, but you're just going to pick what you would think. Yeah.
Okay. What you would think. What I would use on that hole. Got
it. It could be two. It could be three.
Okay.
And you're just picking what you're going to throw on that hole. Then you're going to throw the cube dice to figure out how many throws you've taken.
Okay.
That is your first score.
But the one, if you roll a one, that's a reroll.
Yeah, reroll.
You can't.
That doesn't
mean
ace. Something else means
no
ace.
No one's getting an ace today.
No one's ace. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
So. Okay.
We'll see.
I'll expand on it. Let's get through that, and then we'll expand.
Yeah, we'll
on
get through a couple
go.
Of turns here. So okay. Go ahead.
You're first. Everybody can pick what. Like, yep, Ryan's ready. So
we're picking more than one disc.
Yeah, because you're going to throw more than one, probably.
Okay.
On these holes.
I see.
So you're going to let us know when it's your turn, what you're throwing, and then you're going to roll the first dice to see how many throws you've taken. The second roll is with the dodecahedron. If it is even, I'm going to give you a card from the green deck. If it's odd, I'm going to give you a card from the red deck.
The cool.
So you're either removing strokes from that throw or adding strokes to that.
Ooh, right. Or there's some craziness.
Yes, or there's some craziness.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So I'm up.
Sean goes
up. Shuffled real good.
I already did. Yeah. Okay. I didn't look at him, too.
For clarity,
I was gonna set 13 it up,
white but... to A is like normal 13.
13 white to A is normal 13, okay.
Yeah.
So I have picked a disc, right? I'm picking, and then I'm rolling the six-sided die.
Let us know what you're throwing.
Yeah. I am throwing the deputy.
Just the deputy, Dan.
Just the deputy.
Okay.
That's all I need.
All right.
You're throwing, that's a putter, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good Lord.
So now take your...
He did throw the sheriff.
From T to chains. That's all you're going to throw.
That's it.
Okay.
If you want to throw it in here, you can, but then you'd have to pass it around.
He did throw the sheriff, but he has not yet thrown the deputy.
Yes. That's correct. So, we'll just get your first roll score right now.
So, not good. I rolled a six.
Yeah, you're trying to get, just like in golf,
way down the hill.
Right.
So now roll your 12-sided dodecahedron to see if you're getting even or odd.
Rolled a three.
That's an odd.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yep.
So I rolled a six and I'm taking a bad
card? No. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So you got to read this out loud. All right,
here we go. My card says, oh, no. Or it's probably, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jason brought Taco Bell for lunch, and you better find a bathroom stat. It actually says batroom, B-A-T-R-O-O-M. Maybe not a spelling error. I don't know.
They didn't have a lot of time.
Batroom.
Jason brought Taco Bell. for lunch, and you better find a Batroom stat plus 2. So I'm taking an 8 on the hole.
You're taking an 8 on the hole. Bunch. That's how that played for you.
Oh, no.
You went. Okay.
Does this get shuffled back in? Or do you keep this?
Throw it in there.
We've got it.
Throw
we it should have enough, but put it in there.
Yeah.
I want to keep it.
I want to keep it.
We'll see.
What are you throwing, Ryan?
Okay, I'm throwing the Pathfinder, stable midrange, and then I've got my Challenger to putt with.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay.
Safe.
So I'm rolling a 4. Uh-huh. Better than a 6.
Yep.
2 better than a 6.
Scored a 4.
You forward that a lot. Many times.
I synced it. And I've rolled a 7.
Uh-oh.
So that's a red card. That's a bad card.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. I think this card was meant for a Rokita. Yeah.
Rokita.
Rokita.
Matt Rokita, you locked your keys in the car. Plus 2. Okay.
So you're taking a 6?
So 4, and then my card was... Should I just write odd?
Yeah, whatever the plus. It should say plus 2, right? So you're writing your roll plus 2.
On my scorecard, card was 6. Red, miscellaneous, total is 6.
Yep,
right?
There you go. Okay. You got it.
Miscellaneous is a separate thing we haven't gotten to yet.
Excuse me.
So the card column is how many your card says. So if it's plus 2, plus 1,
so just
two.
Fill out the first two columns.
Yep.
Okay. Essentially, yes.
For now.
Yep. You got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you throwing, right. Alex?
I'm throwing the buzz, which is what I would throw in real life. Mm-hmm. Sheila, why are you so happy that I'm throwing
this
the buzz?
This is so...
Oh, come on!
Cool.
This is cool.
This is so nerdy. Nobody's listening.
This is cool.
Listeners...
That's what I was afraid of.
I hope you're still with us because this is the coolest shit you've ever heard.
I'll try and speed it up.
Right, I'm throwing my buzz, but I'm also going to bring out the JK Pro AVR with. All right, so I'm rolling my... six-sided die.
My guess is once we throw these, we can't use them again. Something along those lines, but I don't know.
I hope that's not true.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
A 6.
Oh, damn. Bummer.
Woof. All right. And
even?
A 5.
Damn it.
Wow,
we
got
to get these green cards.
See how many times Jason's going to make me take a deuce. Oh, no. I looked at Chris Sprague's tick bite plus 2. No.
Oh, Chris Sprague, I hope you're listening to this.
No. Just keep him in front of you there. Yeah.
It's his balls.
Yeah. In case listeners don't know, Chris Sprague's tick bite looks a lot like his testicles.
Yes, it does.
Some would say almost identical.
Almost identically.
So, hole 14 is Ryan's, then Sean, then Alex.
Okay. So
I'm just keeping my score, right? Okay.
So pick the box, huh? Everybody pick their discs.
Oh. So now that we've figured out the format, right?
Okay.
You guys get what we're doing?
Yeah.
In the world of Dungeons and Dragons, you keep track of your HP, your hit points, right?
Sure.
You're only allowed so many of those before you're out.
Yeah.
You guys are only allowed 12 hit points. Because if at any point during any of these holes, when you lose a disc, it's gone for good.
Wow, okay.
And if you lose all 12 discs... You did not make it to the end.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Which has happened to me at Delwood.
Right. That in mind.
Right.
Along this journey.
So as we roll and we're pulling, if we're rolling.
Nobody lost
numbers,
a disc.
Right?
Yes.
So this is why we're pulling discs beforehand, because then we may.
Got it. Okay.
I got it. I don't get it.
If you pick
a red card.
Some other things may happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't use that disc.
Oh, so if I get to, if I get to 12 points on that hole,
there are consequences
along this path.
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
Where you could potentially lose your disc.
I don't need to understand. Let's just go.
Those are hit points. Your discs are hit points. Once you're out of discs, you're out of the game.
Hole 14, I don't want to throw the FD because I'm going to lose it. I'm going to throw the Pathfinder again because it's the same kind of shot. And then the Challenger again because that's my putter.
Real quick, is there any advantage to picking more than one disc?
I don't know, but that's what I would do.
We're about to find out.
Just let it happen.
Okay.
Just let it
just
happen.
Just play it real. You would have a putter with you on every hole.
Just let it happen, baby.
You got it.
Okay. I'm going to roll a 1. That's a reroll.
Yes. Yep.
I was very excited for a moment. Yeah.
Okay. Critical.
A 1.
Hits.
A 2.
A
I
two.
Deuced it.
Okay.
Nice.
I deuced it.
And I got a 3.
Oh.
Damn it.
Shit. I need an even number. Okay. My red card is.
Are they weighted?
Troy and his pet squirrels are in the fairway. Plus 1. Sorry, T-Roy.
Oh, my God. T-Roy made the deck.
So I parred, essentially.
What did you play on this hole again?
A 2.
No, what disc?
The Pathfinder and the Challenger SS.
Got it.
Why?
Because the all-new 2023 Nissan Pathfinder comes with 9-speed automatic transmission with manual mode, tri-zone automatic temperature control, Apple CarPlay integration, Easy Flex seating system featuring Latch and Glide, third row 60/40 split fold flat reclining seats.
What is happening?
Starting at $35,000, limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information. Take one extra good card.
Oh!
Oh, that hole was sponsored by Nissan?
Sweet.
Because he chose to play his Pathfinder on hole 14.
Oh, cool.
He got an extra card.
Wow, okay. Little hidden all right. mysteries. All right, all right, all right.
My green good card says, Devin Hernandez told you that you are beautiful. -2. And it has a picture of the little sticker that says you are beautiful.
That's
I have those.
In real life.
Oh, I wanted the Devin Hernandez card.
So, okay, I rolled a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
+1 for Troy Squirrels, and then -2.
So you technically aced.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Good job. Way to choose the Pathfinder
right,
on that
right,
hole.
Thank you. Right
you had an advantage.
Troy's bald head. You aced it.
Yep. Please drop the Christina Aguilera. You are beautiful.
Yeah, got it.
No matter what they say.
Oh, Sean, you're up.
14 white.
This is so awesome.
This is so cool.
I am going to go with
haven't even seen the best part yet.
The MVP Envy, and I am rolling just this cubid. That is a 4. That's no good.
Bummer.
And son of a bitch, a 7.
All bad things so far.
My God.
I'm not very good at this.
Got a negative card here. I've been roasted by Twan. +2 strokes. And there's even a little microphone icon in the corner.
Boom, roasted.
This is adorable.
Boom, roasted.
Boom,
all right,
roasted.
+2
That's
on
so
my red card.
God, you guys must have had a blast coming up
I
with all
can't
these.
The detail.
You did this.
The detail is insane.
There were tears in my eyes at certain points when I was coming up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to so many people so far.
I can't believe
amazing.
This.
That's sick.
Alex, what are you throwing?
That's straight up a gut. Oh, I'm afraid to throw my putter, but I would throw a putter. I'm going to throw Dicey. I'm throwing my JK Pro AVR.
Just ding, ding, ding.
Just the one. Did something happen?
Yes.
Okay.
You.
A 1.
Reroll.
Got to reroll.
Reroll.
A 1. See, I'm trying to ace this B. A 3.
A 3.
Par.
Let's mark it.
Okay.
Before you roll your second dice, you must pronounce JK Pro AVR backwards.
Okay. Ravia or Kidge.
Ryan, you know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Done.
Future Ryan.
Done.
Yeah. Future Ryan.
Schnick Pro AVR. All right, here we go. And a 1.
Damn it.
Oh, bummer.
You did par until
Thank
then.
You. Machete guy. +2.
Oh, bummer.
It just says machete guy?
It just says machete guy.
And there's a machete on it.
There's a picture of machete. Yeah.
Yep.
In addition, as your disc was soaring towards the basket.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
JJ popped up right in the path of the disc. And your disc is headed directly towards him.
No, JJ.
Roll your 12-sided die. If you roll an even number, you miss him. If you throw an odd number, you hit JJ.
Don't kill my son, dog.
Even is how we save JJ?
Correct.
Which we have not rolled one yet.
Don't kill my son, dog.
10!
Yeah! Oh,
you
JJ lives!
Missed JJ lives.
JJ. JJ lives.
Okay. For awesome. Now.
+2. And my miscellaneous was nothing because JJ lived.
So Ryan's at 7, five. Sean's at 14, Alex is at 13. So we go Ryan, Alex,
That's
Sean.
Pretty accurate. Hole 15 white?
Yep.
I'm going to throw my understable mid-range and hope I don't hit the hole.
Bing!
Okay, we're on 15.
Yeah, and I'm going to choose the link to putt with if I have to putt. So I'm going to choose the uplink and the link.
The uplink and the
uplink
link.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of ink.
Yep. Roll a 4. That's accurate.
Let's see an even.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and then an 11.
Damn.
Wow, we are odd.
We're going to take a 9.
Bunch of odd fellas.
Yeah.
This is so inaccurate. You touched the microphone. +2. I would never.
Oh, shit. Boy.
Well, you did this time.
Fine.
So you're taking a 6?
You done goofed.
Alex, you're up.
All right.
Touched the microphone.
15.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing my understable mid-range as well. Let's get that stingray. And my six-sided die is a 3.
Part it.
And my 12-sided die is a 6.
Ooh, nice. A green card. Green card.
Give me something card. Good, baby. Get out of town. I made it on coverage with Terry Miller, the disc golf guy. -2. And it's got Terry's logo on the card.
So you aced it.
You aced.
Of course I did.
Yep.
Obviously.
Ching.
Yep, yep.
Three.
-2.
-2 for a 1. Oh. Hey.
Hey, baby.
Good job.
I'm up.
You're up, Sean.
All right. I'm going Envy again.
Yep.
Envy for this one.
You would throw a link.
Yes.
But I have that.
Another 4. Son of a B. A 5.
God damn it. Red card.
Yeah.
So you bogeyed and then...
Damn, why so much? You've been sued by Prodigy, +7 strokes. 7 Ooh. Strokes?
Yep.
You almost what lost the disc, dude.
Oh, yeah, my God.
You were one point away from losing a disc, right?
Oh, they'll sue you.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll sue you so hard.
11 on
wow,
that
Wow, okay, hole. So now we know there's +7s out there. Oh, what is man. Next?
Oh, you took an 11 on hole 15.
So Ryan is at 13, Alex is at 14, and Sean is at 25.
Ooh, ouch. Nice.
Ryan, it's a lot of Prodigy.
Ryan, you're up for 16. White.
Well, 16.
To B-pin.
To B-pin?
Yeah.
B-pin.
Okay, I'm going to throw the Justice because I'm a lefty. And then I'm going to putt with the Challenger again. Okay. I two'd it.
Wow. That's real.
Two'd.
Nice.
What if I two and then get a green card that's like -2?
We'll see. We'll see what the DM says.
It's a 3.
Don't worry.
Matter.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Odd.
Don't matter.
We've hit one
positive.
Roll.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's not even funny. I don't like this game. Poison Ivy. No getting that disc back. You must borrow one from a friend. You and your friend will add a stroke to your score.
He's got
to
pick who?
Yep.
So he decides. Ryan, you decide.
So I lose this disc.
You've,
right?
You've now officially the lost justice. Your first disc. You're okay. Down to 11.
Yep.
Shit. Okay.
You need to decide who. Okay. Of the remaining two players, you're asking for one of their discs.
Hey, I get to take somebody's disc.
Yes. We go on vacation together, dog.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, you're already at 25.
No, but that's you guys have that relationship. You can trust each other.
I don't know
what's in my bag, bro.
I don't know, man.
In choosing so, whoever you choose, you're also not only taking their disc, but you're both going to get a penalty stroke for the poison ivy as well.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm actually immune to poison ivy.
Not in this game.
Nope. Not in this game.
You're gonna steal one of my discs?
Yeah, he's at 25, and you're just one behind me.
Yeah, but how cool would it be to not do that to me, though?
I'm taking his overstable mid-range. The deflector.
I was about to throw that on this hole.
Sorry,
that's a bummer.
That's a bummer.
You're
man.
Such a good friend, Alex.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
So you both need to
be a real...
add plus okay. one
in
to
that
this
miscellaneous.
Hole. In the miscellaneous.
Yep.
On this.
Is anyone still listening?
Yeah,
probably.
Are you out there?
Who's probably here? Not. Rob Yokubauskas.
Well, I
are
hope
you here?
I don't have to return the favor at some point this game,
mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Guy from Indiana. Are you here?
It would be an Indiana guy.
Alex, you're up.
All right.
What are you throwing?
Well, I'll throw my overstable putter. Here comes the slammer. Little sidearm down the hill.
Yeah, boy.
A 3.
Okay.
We like that. And an 8.
Oh,
let's
man.
See that ace.
Ooh. What disc did you use?
My slammer.
Slam
by okay. Dynamic Discs.
He's got a Rolodex in front of him, yeah. Just
oh,
in case. Mm-hmm.
Baby, this one was meant to be. That massage from Luxor Escape relieved all your stress. -2.
Dang.
That's real. That is real. In yeah. fact, I'm due. I got to make an appointment over there.
There you go.
You would have aced, but... No, you just deuced.
All right.
No, I got an ace. I rolled a 3 and then
he rolled a 3.
Plus 1 because I stole your deuce.
Yep.
Yeah.
You dirty.
Huzzah!
Yep. That leaves Sean.
All right.
What are you throwing on 16?
Just hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm going to go Envy again. Hopefully not a 4 on the roll. That'd be nice.
4.
So, for sure we're going to get a 4 on that one. 6.
Hey, okay. Oh. All right.
Green card. Ace. Disregard dice roll.
Whoa.
Cool. Okay. You won second prize at a beauty contest. Yeah.
Collect $50.
And you threw what?
Envy.
And because you threw an envy on 16.
Hey, what? Tell me.
What's in the box?
Oh, God.
Oh, just a good card. You get another good card.
Hey.
Oh,
come
what?
On.
Take 25 strokes off your score, maybe? This is sick. Those lessons with Mark Borowski really paid off. Minus 7 strokes.
Come
Sean,
on.
I don't know how that works because yeah. there's only one plus seven and one minus seven.
And I got them both.
And you got them both.
Okay.
So you took a negative 6 on that hole.
So I took a negative 6.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Yep. So
I'm still winning is what the point of that is.
Card turned it into an ace. So you got a 1 on the roll and then a minus seven.
I think he's up first then is my guess with a minus 6.
So Sean's
6.
At 18, Alex is at 16, Ryan is at 16.
But
so that,
ooh, tied it up.
Okay. It is not time to move on to hole 17 quite yet.
Okay, it's a long walk anyway.
As you travel to the basket to pick up your discs, you pass a water hazard, and 3 large tentacles come out of the water and grab all 3 of you around the waist.
Whoa.
And hoist you up in the air at least 10 feet.
That's far.
Now you're in the air. All you have on you is your bags, and an octopus's head comes up out of the water. From its mouth, you see a bright green glow. What do you do with only your bags with you to get out of this scenario?
Hell yeah.
Sean, go first.
Can't rangefinder your way out of this, bitch.
No.
Guys, it's 10 feet to the mouth.
Only my bag?
Mm-hmm.
And
if
what's
only,
in it?
If only you had a machete.
I am going to throw my Zeus directly at the mouth to see if that releases the...
So you choose violence, huh?
Violence, yeah.
That has a 1 in 12 chance of working. If you roll a 2, it's successful.
Wow. Ooh. All right.
Do it, bro.
Dectahedron.
Dodecahedron.
Ooh. 3.
3.
So close.
It didn't work. Ryan.
I'm going to... I want to snap my towel at it, but I don't know.
That's an idea.
Save me.
I can't reach it, right?
You're too far away.
I'm too far away. Okay, I'm going to try.
Somebody can, but you can't.
I know Alex can. Can I snap it with my towel?
That has a 1 in 12 chance of working.
Okay.
If you roll a 9, I'll give it to you.
9. 11. Damn.
Nope, it
okay.
is unsuccessful.
Failed.
Alex.
I grab my quick stick and I whack just the tentacle that's holding me, not worried about saving Sean and Ryan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude.
Wow. That has a 1 in 12 chance of being successful.
What do I need?
A 12.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's an 8.
Yeah, I figured.
Do we all die? Game over?
The one person that had a chance to save you chose to save himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
well, because...
He could have grabbed it with a quick
stick. A third of us just screwed me 2 turns ago, so...
Despite the fact that you chose to save yourself, what you do is you use your quick stick to reach into the octopus's mouth and you retrieve the bright green glow, which is you grab the lozottle out, and the octopus, all it ever wanted from you was your help to get that
to
disc
dislodge the
that
disc
was
so it could sleep.
Stuck between its teeth like a popcorn kernel. Oh. And since you didn't choose the right thing, you missed an opportunity to have the one who was controlling the octopus, Miss Kylie Rotolo, as a mermaid,
oh,
who
man.
Was in the water with it. And if you would have helped her pet octopus, she would have taken some strokes off of your score.
Damn.
For helping.
Oh,
but because
please take a picture
you
of that.
Didn't do that, you missed an opportunity taken off.
Listeners. Lessons learned.
Two listeners that are left listening.
Yeah.
There is a
This is the greatest game I've ever played.
There's a laminated cutout of Kylie Rotolo with a very elaborate mermaid.
Tip.
Bottom half.
Yeah. Yes.
All of these photos will be in the album.
Yes.
Well done.
Yep.
Wow.
You were right there.
Okay, so what happens now? So Alex chose wrong, so.
So play continues.
Yeah, nobody gets the
You
dance.
Learned
nobody
your lesson.
Gets, yes, you learned your lesson.
I
as
did.
To
I did learn my lesson.
How you need to approach the
sure.
scenarios
sure, sure, sure,
when
yeah.
you play.
Yeah.
Downward and Dragons! Thunderclap behind them.
The octopus sets you down and you all move on to
okay.
hole 17.
Sean.
I'm up, right?
Sean's got 19.
Yeah, but he shot a
I
minus
best,
6
yeah,
yeah.
On the last hole.
Okay.
That's
yes,
pretty,
yes,
minus
yes,
6
yes,
on
yes,
a hole
yes,
is pretty
yes,
good.
Yes,
that's
yes,
pretty
yes.
okay.
Pretty sick, right?
Yeah.
17 red. I am going to go with my essence.
Mm-hmm.
8, 6, negative 1, 2. Hopefully not a 4. I'm going to try to get a 2. Got a 3.
Okay.
And
solid.
And let's see, even. And a 10.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Green a 10. Give me that green card.
You're going to ace hole 17? Unlikely.
Ryan Aquino made a documentary about me. Minus two strokes.
Oh, man, you got leveled up.
So you I get aced. A one.
Yeah.
You
aced hole 17.
All right, all right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Rolled a three, minus two. Uh-huh. And I will take the one.
It's Alex.
Yeah, that's you.
You can choose more than one.
That's the advantage. Mm-hmm. Because you could be hitting that.
Dude, just a quick question. Do the stats on your disc ever come into play on your cards? Like, you're not going to tell me. Got it. All right, I'm throwing my
Why would we provide you with that?
My Nuke SS, which is probably what I would really throw. Mm-hmm. A five and a six.
Okay.
Even. Mm-hmm. Something good. Here we go.
I'm going to get boned because of karma.
Oh, that's nice. I found someone's disc. Lend it to a friend to avoid that extra stroke. Make sure to turn it in at the shop when you're finished. Minus two.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Ryan, you lost the disc earlier. I'm going to...
You can take his disc.
Yeah. The disc that he lost. Has been lost.
Oh.
That's yours.
You can take my justice now.
Yeah.
I lost.
Can I take... Found it. Okay. It has to be
that
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's only one to take right now.
Great. That's a three for me.
Okay. Yep.
Right. Not quite yet.
Oh.
It's because in ink. It's you in chose, ink already.
Because you chose to throw your Nuke SS on hole 17.
Dog.
It... nuked itself. You lose the disc and get an additional bad card.
What the?
I want to see these notes when you're done.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I had a safety meeting with the doctor and I need a nap. Plus three.
Three.
That'll go in your miscellaneous.
Plus three and I had a plus four. A four for me on that hole.
Mm-hmm. What did you roll?
I rolled a five, and then it was minus two, and then a plus three. Oh, so it's actually a
six.
Come on!
Plus two strokes for getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man, you know how the doc is.
All right, I'm going to throw my stable distance driver, the Relativity, and a Heiser flip it right up the middle. And I have a Pathfinder, just in case I need an upshot, and my Challenger SS.
Ooh.
To putt with.
Triple down.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Don't lose them.
Oh, I got something coming. It's a three. I threed.
You threed.
And
you...
Give me a green one. God damn. Or no, I'm sorry, a red one.
I was like, what are you?
Why are you goddamn making sense?
Give me a red one. I threed and I ate too many hot dogs from Sammy's Links plus two. There's three hot dogs on the side. That is too many.
Yeah.
That's the perfect amount. Yeah.
All right. Three dogs.
For choosing your Relativity... For one stroke. In the movie Interstellar, time on the surface of Miller's planet passes very slowly relative to the time experienced by Romilly and that experienced on Earth. Romilly calculated that a single hour on Miller's planet would equate to how many years back on Earth?
How many years?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Seven?
Seven is correct. You saved yourself from getting the extra stroke.
Wow.
Damn, dog.
Wow. Nicely done.
I was thinking it was...
I'm taking one off. So these can go positive if you get them wrong and negative if you get them right.
Okay.
So I'm taking one off for that. So you got a four on that.
Okay,
hole.
Plus two, minus one, so I fourred.
Yep.
Sounds like a lot of good things happening for Ryan lately, which we all like to see, all of us.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bummer, guys.
It's a bummer,
so the order is Sean,
it's a bummer, man.
Ryan, Alex.
Okay.
Sean, what are you throwing on 18?
18, red to A. I am going to throw zone off the tee, and I'm going to putt with my Envy.
Wow, zone.
I'm going to go right side. What an Heiser route.
Okay.
Zone off the tee, putting with Envy, and hopefully not a four. Give me a two. Five. Damn it.
Wasn't a four.
And a one. Damn.
Red card.
This is not good.
Red card.
I can see it. We've just reached one listener. We are now at one listener.
You got in a debate with Jason about the greatest TV show ever. Plus two.
Obviously, you lost that.
With a little
debate.
TV, oh, TV emoji.
There's a TV.
Shit. So I rolled a fiver.
You went in that
this
creek dog.
This is so awesome.
I went in that creek dog. I took a seven on 18. Yeah. Red.
I'm going to throw my Volt and my Link. My Volt will go right up the middle and Heiser out right at the basket. I sixed it. Cool. Okay. Six. And red card. Cool. Okay. Red card. Six plus how many? I got caught wearing a bucket hat. Plus one.
What? That is outrageous.
Don't worry. They're in the green stack too.
Oh, that makes more sense.
It can be perceived in either side.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Depending if you have a hot head like Jason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depending on your area code.
Red. Where's the red pin?
Under the bridge.
Oh, sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
You know what I just realized about that song is he has like a little lisp, which I never heard until somebody, some of their podcasts pointed out. And then, so now when I hear that song, all I hear is sometimes I feel like sometimes I feel. All right, I'm going to throw Ryan's Justice, and I'm going to putt with the spin. A deuce. And what is that, a six?
That's a six.
Here Damn. We go. Here comes the ace. I'm gonna negative
bucket
seven.
Hat. Bucket hat.
I found someone's disc again. Lend it to a friend to avoid that extra stroke. Make sure to turn it into the shop when you're finished. I got good eyes. I'm finding everybody's disc.
So because you found... You have one that you found. You can also lend that to someone eventually if you need to avoid to that avoid extra. To avoid
the stroke?
Yeah. Right. If they lose one and they're if trying they to they're trying snag to one from you, you can just give them the give one. Them the
extra. Oh. So hold on to that card. That's yeah, yeah. your. That's mm-hmm. like a little get out of jail free situation.
This is like Magic the Gathering-ish. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you have elaborate. To turn the card sideways and flip one over? Did I get a zero on that hole? Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You zeroed.
It's perfect.
As you guys are walking towards the basket on 18, there is a rustling in the bushes. Then you hear the clip-clop of heels. Out from the bushes emerges one of the most beautiful creatures you've ever seen in your life.
Mitch.
Better.
How does it get better?
It's a centaur.
Mm. Oh.
The bottom half is a bull, and the top half is Jackie T. Horns.
That's a fabulous Jackie T.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, he's got hot dog fingers.
And
oh,
he's got hot dog fingers.
Oh, he's a black
beautiful.
Stallion. Yeah.
Before you so leave majestic. Hole 18, Jackie T. Horns insists that you answer some Jackie T. Horns questions.
No!
That have been submitted by Jackie T. Horns himself.
Oh, boy. Just for this.
Specifically for tonight. Oh,
get your God. Puke buckets out, boys.
Yeah. Here we go.
So, what you must do in order to answer Jackie T. Horns' questions is place a disc in front of him.
Okay.
So choose what disc you want to place to in front
potentially
of Jackie
lose.
T. Horns. Question number one is going to Alex. Would you rather literally come on Pete or have every player in your next three tournaments be garb-like about a rule they're trying to work around?
Oh my God. Am I going to... just assault a man
that you
who I have
don't
great
even
respect for and have never met, or assault myself by 72 plus players. I wish I was a better man, Pete. Sorry, Pete. That comes got to go somewhere.
We're going to have to make this an explicit.
You matched answer. Jackie T. Horns' answer. Literally verbatim, his answer was, sorry, Pete. You keep that disc.
Yeah!
Wow, okay.
Question number two goes to Ryan.
Okay,
choose a disc that you will put in front of him.
I've got the diamond.
Would you rather go through life having to let out a rank fart in public 5 times a day or have a horrific toilet clogging dump in public twice a day?
Wow.
Twice a day? Or 5 times a day?
That's a lot of fiber, my guy.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be clogging your own toilet?
Yeah, I don't want to clog...
Twice a day?
I'd say farts, man, because I don't want to deal with clogged toilets. Farts dissipate.
That's the cold open right there.
You can't unclog a toilet.
You can't, yeah. I'd say 5 farts a day.
You can't unclog a fart.
Jackie T. Horn says, farts. You can fart anywhere, even outside. Probably would run out of public places to shit, even where people wouldn't recognize you. You keep that disc.
Yeah.
Sean, question number 3 goes to you. Which disc do you put in front of Jackie T. Horn's?
The signal from MVP.
Would you rather have Play-Doh for pubes or Silly String for cum?
Good God.
Wow.
Can you just edit all of these words?
I'm going to go Play-Doh for pubes. Play-Doh for pubes. Final answer.
Oh, no. Jackie T. Horn says Play-Doh for pubes.
Wow.
Could really take funny manscaping to the next level.
Yeah.
You keep that disc.
Man, what would the fun factory look like?
Yeah,
right.
And that was your first encounter with Jackie T. Horns.
Can he stay out?
No.
Can he stay out? I want to see him.
Nope. All right, guys. We're a couple holes in. I think we got a real feel for the game. Let's take a quick break and throw it over to the doc on 97.7 The Buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz,
with the Doc, 97.7 The Buzz, WBZZ Lockport. The next stop of the Greater Joliet Tour Season is here. The GJTS TDTC, the Greater Joliet Tour Season Tournament Director Team Challenge. Four teams of 24 people will compete against each other in a match play event on Sunday, April 23rd at Trinity Links Disc Golf Course. Four teams, one winner will take the crown as the GJTS TDTC champions. And the winning team will receive 5 extra points towards their GJTS total. Purple. This is a fundraising event to benefit one of our local courses. This year, we will be adding B-pins to West Park. Registration goes live March 24th at 7 p.m. on discgolfscene.com. Get signed up and be part of a team. You're listening to
97.7 FM. 97.7.
Buzz, buzz. And we're back.
Alex, you took a 0 on that, right?
Hell yeah.
Bullshit.
And Sean.
Not more bullshit than Sean taking a -6 on a hole.
And yeah. Sean and Ryan took 7, so that would be.
Jesus.
Alex.
It's up there.
Alex, almost. And then almost. On the hole before that, I take a Sean. 1. Yeah. So Alex, Sean, me, Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Boom. What are our scores?
Alex is at a 22, Sean is at a 27, and Ryan is at a 27.
Oh, just like that.
Okay.
Started out all right. Shitty, but figured it out.
Continuing to be shitty. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because what? Par doesn't matter.
That's right.
No one knows.
Heyo.
So 27 can be okay.
All right. So nobody lost a disc to Jackie T. Horns, but he may show up later. We'll see.
Goody.
You clip, guys. Clop. Now move on to hole 2. Alex, your first step.
Hole two red to B. Let me think. That's red. Okay, that's off to the. It's like up to the right.
Off to the right,
mm-hmm. Yep. Kitty corner. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I'm gonna throw a little backhand.
Higher. Yeah, that's a little perfect forehand for you.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I will throw. Okay, I'm throwing my JK Pro AVR.
Ah.
That's it.
Sticking with that disc.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. It's a little shorty.
Yep. Okay.
That's what she said.
A 1 and a 12. Okay. I got to re-roll the 1.
Yep.
A 4. Yes! Ed Schenkenfelder gave me the green flag.
Ooh.
-1.
Damn. He was just in the shop a couple days ago.
Yes, he was. He was in a hurry. He was going to a friend's birthday party.
Yes, he was. That he hadn't seen since he was 16.
Yeah. And he bought him discs. It was amazing.
Oh, great. That's very cool.
He's adorable.
I know.
He is the best.
God.
Do you notice his little faces on that card, too?
Let me see.
Oh, it is. It's the little Ed,
from the P2.
The logo. The logo.
Yeah.
Detail.
Yeah.
You guys. Mm.
He's here tonight with us as well.
He's not dead.
I feel like he's playing. Like, I feel
Jesus.
I just play D&D, I feel like.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure. Yeah, yeah. Sean, what are you throwing?
That's me. 2 red to B. I'm going to go with my deputy. And a 4 and a 10.
Okay.
Green card me.
You could deuce it.
Tim Potter is my caddy. -2.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll take that all day.
You got TP'd.
In addition for choosing your deputy.
God. Yeah. Oh, God.
For one stroke. In the 1996 thriller Scream, David Arquette plays Deputy Dewey. What is the character's first and last name in the movie?
Oh, fudge.
Maddie would know it.
She would. Yeah, she'd be all over it.
Should I just
got
mark
the
it?
Last name.
-1?
That was
plus one?
I got nothing. Sorry.
+1 on that. His name is Dwight Riley.
Oh, I was
sorry, Maddie.
Oh, wow. I thought he would have had the same last name.
Sorry,
as,
Maddie. So I took a 3 then?
The reporter,
yep,
whose last name was Weathers, right?
Right. But when people get married, the woman takes the man's last name, not the other way around.
Yeah.
All right,
you're up.
I'm going to throw my link. Thanks, Sean.
Lefty.
Yep. I threw a 4, which is probably accurate.
Accurate.
Probably accurate.
God, don't pronounce something wrong around us.
And I got a 3. I have not rolled an even number
sucks
on this
yet. Really?
Not one time.
Oh, my God.
A 4 and ooh, a random dog just took off with my disc. You must borrow one from a friend. You and your friend will add a stroke to your score.
So.
Wow.
I mean, I just feel like we go on vacation together. Like,
has he mentioned that before?
You got one to give, and it won't add a stroke to your score this time. Do you want to do that?
It won't?
That's true.
It's not my choice.
Right. Because he's plus one. He found one earlier, remember?
Yeah. It's your choice.
It's not my choice.
No, it's not your choice. But should you choose to take one from Alex, it won't affect him.
Okay. Sean, give me a disc.
What do you want?
I don't know.
It's funny because he could have got his disc back.
You know?
Yeah.
He very well could have. And he chose not to. He chose violence instead.
Now I'm tied with Sean, so give me that envy.
Ooh.
I haven't thrown that, dog.
This is, you're adding a stroke, correct?
To yes. Sean and mine.
Yeah.
So yep. Now I'm
on
four?
On two, you need to add a plus one. Yep.
So I'm still thinking about you coming down the stairs with the chain clanking.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
All right.
So we're moving on to hole three.
Three white to A. Okay.
To A. Alex, yep. You are up.
Three white to A. That's a long one.
Thank yep. you.
So I'm going to be throwing the destroyer, little sidearm choppy. Oh, shit. That's a six and a seven. That yes. doesn't get worse than that.
That's true.
That's well, absolutely
I
accurate.
Feel so stupid for having said that because it's about to get so much worse.
I'm yes. Sure. Yeah.
Whoa. What the hell, Ed? Ed Schenkenfelder said I missed the Mando. Ed giveth and Ed taketh away. Plus one.
Well, it could have been worse than that.
Yeah, that's, yeah true, that's true.
All right, so it's a six and a plus one. And back to back, I got Ed Schenkenfelder notes on my cover.
Yeah.
You got shanked.
Yeah, shanked.
Three white to A. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Mamba to stay away from the path. Hmm. I'm going to go zone, forehand, upshot, putt with deputy. I'm going triple.
Oh.
I keep forgetting to
and
do that.
Rolling both at the same time. I got a four and a six.
Oh, okay. That's
Mamba zone deputy.
That's
cheating.
Good. That's pretty good.
Decent.
Yeah, that's cheating.
You just got back from Sandy Point and you are riding that Northwoods high minus one stroke.
Ooh.
Hey.
I know what that's like.
Yes, you do. So I rolled a four. I'm going to lose
a stroke from my card.
Jason looks very happy.
The dungeon master Jason has something
me.
To add.
Hit me,
in
DM.
Addition, for choosing your Mamba for one stroke. The black mamba is Africa's longest venomous snake, reaching up to 14 feet. They are also known for their speed. How fast can a black mamba go? 11.5 miles per hour, 12 miles per hour, 12.5 miles per hour, or 14 miles per hour? 11.5, 12, 12.5, 14.
I'm going to go 12.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It is
12.5
miles per hour. The
everybody knows that, literally.
Yeah.
Black mamba ever recorded.
For a stroke?
12.5. You need to add
minus,
a stroke.
Or yeah, plus.
Add a stroke, so I'm taking a four.
Yep.
Mm.
All right. Wow. Damn.
All right. I'm going to throw my construct on a little bit of an Annie and have it come back. And then if I need to, I'm going to throw my uplink and I'm going to putt with an envy.
Mm.
Okay.
Excellent. You stole that envy.
The one that I stole.
Yeah, the one you stole.
Yeah, yes. The one that I stole from you. Because I lost the link that I stole from
you.
Yeah. Okay. So I deuced it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
No big deal.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally.
A five.
I don't know what that is.
It's odd.
What's the number?
Is that a six or is
no, it's a nine. The six has a.
They both have dots. I think it's a nine. I think it's a nine. Shit. So I deuced it, but.
But.
Red card. There are two kids drinking Four Loko on the tee pad. Plus two.
That happened.
That happened.
That
I
happened.
Watched it.
That yeah. happened.
And you okay. threw what on this hole?
I threw a construct, uplink, and envy.
And because you chose to play with your construct on hole three. Remember constructs? Fisher Price's response to Legos? Those things ruled. Take an extra good card.
Ooh,
constructs
yeah.
did
come on
rule.
They did rule. Oh, all the gray pieces and the little blue middle piece. Oh,
yes.
Ah, they were so good. Tim, Delhi award winner Keltson, organized all your events so you don't have to. Minus two.
Yeah. Dude.
But as your disc soars towards the basket. JJ pops up from a hole and your
again?
Disc is headed in his direction. Roll your 12-sided die. If you roll an even, you miss.
Saved. Okay.
Saved. If you roll an odd,
well,
your disc
great.
Is headed straight towards JJ.
Is this going to be your first even?
I have not rolled an even number yet.
All right. Let's see.
Eight.
There it is.
You saved.
All right.
He ducks back into his hole. And disappears. Now yes. we move on to hole number four.
Mm.
That is Ryan again.
Ooh.
Then Sean, then Alex.
Okay, hole four, A. Let me think about this.
I'm
going to throw the volt.
Oh, yeah.
Volt, huh? All right.
Fairway driver, overstable. Give it some spin, let it go straight, and then fade right to the basket. All right. And then I'm going to putt with the Challenger SS. Here we go. I threed it, and I tend. Ooh, so I get a green card.
Yep. Finally, it's his first green card. Evens are happening.
I cried three. I want to, here, before I read it, I just want to show Sean the silhouette and see if he can know who that is.
Zoom in.
Enhance.
Garb.
It's David Garb. That's David Garb. David Garb shares his burrito with you. Minus one. I toed it. All right.
And you threw the Challenger SS, correct?
I did.
All right. Uh-oh. You must pronounce Challenger SS backwards.
Can I look at it?
Yeah.
It's funny to watch him like mouth it first. Yeah.
I'm going to try and say SS backwards so it sounds like SS.
Seth.
Yeah. That's what I was going to do. Okay. Seth. Regnelech.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. You might have it.
Good job.
Challenger SS.
Sean, you're up.
Okay. Next hole, or no, same hole, four red to A.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't usually forehand this hole, but I'm going to because I have a zone.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to putt with a deputy, give it a roll. Not a four. Give me a two. Give me a two and an even.
Six.
I got a three and a seven. God. Rolled a three and a red card. Huh. Took a flight on Slaw Dog Airlines.
Oh, no.
Did not go well.
No.
Plus two.
Oh, hey.
No.
Oh, and there's even the whole stamp. You got the whole Kenny stamp on the card.
Only a plus two, though?
On
Slaw Dog Airlines?
Yeah.
Slaw Dog Airlines and a plus two. That must have just been like
easy on you there.
That's 10 milligrams.
Yeah, I was going to say that's short for 200 milligrams.
Right.
Wow, you did.
Where is the red tee on four?
Right at the top of the...
The path where you typically go down.
Down to?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said...
I was thinking the white tee the whole time. It doesn't matter.
Like left of...
That's why you looked at me weird.
Right.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it now.
Then I am going to sidearm as well, throwing that buzz.
And
I'll putt, with my JK Pro AVR because you got to. A one and a seven. Damn it. A four and a seven. Brutal.
Worse.
That's a bummer.
That's a bummer, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm okay with this one. The deucer says to get to work. Plus one.
Yeah, deucer.
And while you're writing,
oh no,
since you chose to throw your buzz, for one stroke, you landed in wasp's nest. Who are you going to call to take care of that nest?
Is there a correct answer?
There's a correct answer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a...
Nope.
I'm trying to figure out who did that. That would have
been... Do you know any pest control people?
Sending it to you
people.
Telepathically.
Oh, it's a...
Hear my voice
a
in
a disc golfer.
Say my name.
I don't know it.
To the witch. Witch.
I have no idea.
Steve Brown is who you should have
That's
called.
My freaking partner Steve. At the dog
yeah,
this weekend.
Dude,
Steve
the
Brown.
Universe.
Yep.
Right?
He's provide a
damn, Steve, I'm sorry.
He took Had care of so many swaps.
He said it like three times.
Would Tyler Lisak also have been
yes, he would.
Acceptable
100%
answer?
100%.
Yeah, I would accept that.
Okay.
Yep. So
that's
we've got...
the end. Of the front nine.
Oh.
Can we get a score, Chuck?
You I'm can. At the edge
was,
of my
that
seat.
Was a, that yeah. was a wild ride.
We've got Ryan at 36, Sean at 40, and Alex at 38.
Damn.
Come on.
That's a close game.
How the turntables have...
Four-stroke spread. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Through nine holes.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign of the balance of the game.
There is so much more to encounter. The back nine actually gets a little hairier than the front nine, so...
That's what she said.
Wow. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Listeners, stay tuned. If you enjoy this, we're going to hit the back nine in a future
all three of you
episode. Hopefully you're still listening.
If we have enough listeners, we'll do the back nine.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys had a good time with this because it was epic.
Mind-blowing.
If you didn't have a good time, I'm fired. So please have a good time.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to suggest this on air. We talked about it a little bit during break. Maybe for a 19th episode.
Oh, he's looking right at me. No. Yeah. Nope.
We play an entire game that the listeners play along with. I think there would be a ton of fun.
It's like one of those choose your own adventure books.
Right.
Yes.
It is like that.
Turn to page 54.
Yes. Yeah. It would be a lot of fun to do that. We have so much time to plan that.
We've got a lot of logistics to take care of to make that happen, but I also think we have the manpower and the capabilities to take care of
and more than 4 days to plan it.
More than 4 days. Yeah. This was just a 4 day.
It is insane the amount of details you guys were able to put into this into 4 days. Unbelievable.
I can't wait for the listeners to see the photos of the layout of the table.
Oh, Kylie Rotolo, mermaid, and
I mean, if they only had 4 days to do this, if we do this episode in a month, I would like to personally
see... There will be a real-ass horse in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, some kind of board table that we are, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Like
moving, yes, like, yes.
Something.
We can only go in one direction after this. I think it's going to be up.
Yes. This was super fun. Super fun and well thought out.
I still can't believe it.
I think my favorite part so far, there's so many, the shout outs to all the homies in the scene. I mean, I've got cards in front of me that are Slaw Dog. We've got a Sandy Point reference, Tim Potter,
Schenkenfelder,
Jason,
Garb,
Ryan Aquino,
Tim Kelton,
like literally every card. And I don't know, this is so specific to our scene and that has got to be my favorite part.
Yeah. Sammy's.
Yes, this is too much fun.
So, listeners, if you enjoyed this, let us know you did any way possible. If that's stopping into the shop and talking to Sean and Sheila, if that's hitting us up on Instagram, if that's hitting us up on Facebook, whatever way you want to do, if this is something that you liked, please, 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 please reach out and let us know.
Hell yeah. Ultimate, mega, highest level props to both of you.
Can't
wait to finish this out.
I gotta say, I'm not a board game guy. I've never played D&D.
Oh, give board Sean games, a card game and he rolls his eyes.
Card games and I'm just like, nah. But this was a ton of fun. And I'm 40 over par? 40 over par?
Yeah.
40 total.
40? Yeah.
I do enjoy board games. And
I'm going to finish even.
I'm like impressed by how balanced it is and how intricate. And like it works. It's a ton of fun. Like
I know the listeners can't see, but the details going into like every card has its own little plastic sheet that it's in. Mm-hmm. They're all colored. They've got all the logos of everything on it. It's got Dave Garb's silhouette on this card.
Yeah. Can't wait to play this again in my home when I have my own copy of the full game.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time. So with that being said, I think it's time to wrap this bitch up and let them know that we will see them on the next episode. So
later, Jobin.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Later,
y'all. Next time.
Bye.
Keep it on the fairway.
What will happen next? Will Alex learn the true meaning of nobility rather than trying to save his own ass again?
Oh, no!
Will Sean file his own countersuit against Prodigy for losing 7 strokes?
Damn, why so much?
Will Ryan finally unravel what combination of Mountain Dew and Dorito flavors will boost his charisma stat?
Unlikely.
Will you, the listener, correctly guess the winner of this inaugural game of Delwood and Dragons and win a D&D mystery box? Keep an eye out on the Unstable Discourse socials for details on how to submit your prediction. Stay tuned for the hair-raising, blood-tingling conclusion of Delwood and Dragons!
Unstable Discourse is produced by Sheila Callahan. Edited by Ryan Fancher. Beats provided by Alex Seminary and produced in association with Unstable Disc Golf Gear. Look good, feel good, play good.
Unstable Discourse is a Top Secret Studios production, baby. Oh.
All right, guys.
Nope.
Get out of my head.
And into my car.
And into my car.